Baby, Can We Get Out of Here? Written by Phoenix and read by Chaos Cure. It all started a few days ago with a new case they had picked up. It was run-of-the-mill, really. Their client, a young girl around Charles and Edwin's age, had come to them seeking assistance in finding an object. It wasn't unusual for recently deceased ghosts to come to them to have help finding something that was tethering them to the mortal realm, so it was a no-brainer when they accepted the case. The girl sat before them. Her once shoulder-length blonde hair was matted with a dark, red, sticky substance, and a gaping chasm in her head was oozing out blood, which dripped down her face and onto Edwin's desk. Newly deceased ghosts couldn't disguise their appearance as well. It took practice, meaning it was obvious for the first few weeks, or sometimes months, how someone had died. For example, Edwin had noted in the early days of their friendship how the air around Charles was always colder than the surroundings, and the new ghost occasionally coughed up blood. Edwin didn't and couldn't stay on Earth after he died, and even if he did, he wasn't sure how his body would reflect that he was sacrificed to a demon, but he was curious sometimes. He cringed as a large dollop of blood plopped onto one of his book covers, and he quickly moved his possessions to the other side of the desk while giving the client a polite smile. "I died," the client began, leaning back in the chair before them. "That is apparent," Edwin stated, earning a soft nudge from Charles. "I don't remember dying," she sighed. "All I remember is going up Lover's Lane to meet someone, and then I was dead." The Edwardian ghost smiled pitifully. It isn't uncommon for murder victims to not remember who murdered them or how they were murdered. "Well, it's weird, because I remember I lost something, my camera, and I know I lost it while being murdered, but I don't remember it," she huffed out in frustration. "I want you guys to retrieve my camera." The two detectives in front of her turned to each other, raising their eyebrows. The girl, sensing their apprehension, slammed a wad of notes onto the table. "I'll pay you." "Deal," Charles stated, smiling at Edwin as the other boy rolled his eyes. Apparently, the girl believed that her camera caught whoever or whatever killed her, but that part of the case was for human police to handle, so they focused on finding the camera. Yes, ghosts could go back to the place where they died, but sometimes it was too mentally painful for them. So in cases like these, where an object was potentially tethering someone to the mortal realm, they were happy to help out. Edwin was sitting at his desk organizing a pile of casework when Charles barged into the office with a gleaming smile on his face, ear to ear. "This is Brills," he exclaimed excitedly, walking over to sit on the desk and accidentally knocking over the pile of casework Edwin had literally just stacked. Charles heard the huff of annoyance that escaped the other boy's lips, but he ignored it. "I've always heard of Lover's Lanes, but they were always in American shows that Crystal forced me to watch. I didn't realize there was one here in London." He giggled like a schoolgirl as Edwin frantically tried to tidy up the mess. "Well, we have the pleasure of going there today," Edwin said begrudgingly. "And we could be there sooner if you hadn't knocked all this over." He gestured to the mess of files.
"Oh, come on, mate. I'm sure Charlie will sort it out while we're out," Charles huffed, grabbing Edwin's arm and pulling him towards the mirror.
"You know she doesn't want to be called that."
"But calling her the night nurse is so formal and boring."
They fell silent for a moment. Charles' hands were still wrapped around Edwin's forearm, gently leading him closer to the mirror, and he knew he had convinced him when he saw the small pull of a smirk on his best friend's face. Fine, let us go. He rolled his eyes, allowing Charles to pull them through the mirror. The rhythmic crunching of gravel could be heard as they walked up the long road towards the top of the hill, dubbed Lover's Lane by the surrounding inhabitants that knew of the place. It wasn't exactly in London as Charles had previously thought, but more like around 30 minutes away in a neighbouring village, which was why they had never heard about it. They had decided to go in disguises for this case, as Crystal had searched up the location on her internet, to quote Edwin, and it was rumoured to be haunted in the folklore of the village. And if Edwin and Charles had learned anything, it was that you always listened to the folklore. They didn't want whatever ghost was haunting the place to think that they were trying to impede on its territory or whatever. Their usual disguises were begrudgingly forgotten. No, Edwin, we can't be middle-aged for this mission. Put down the glasses. We're not taking them. Instead, they dug up their old box of magical objects that had appearance-changing abilities. They decided on a discreet pair of magical bracelets they had acquired in the early 2000s, one of their first disguises. Charles was posed as a teenage boy around his age when he died, maybe a little bit older. He was tall, had slightly tanned skin with bright eyes and a bleached blonde shaved head. But overall, he didn't look too different to how he used to look. Meanwhile, Edwin had shapeshifted into a teenage girl. He didn't know when they had decided that he had the claim on the girl disguises, or why they had so many, but it was now the norm. She had short brunette hair with light eyes, like a gender-bent version of him. If we run into the ghost or anyone else, we are just a couple of reckless teenagers who wanted a bit of privacy to rendezvous or something, Edwin stated, pausing at the thought that teenagers could do that now. Back in his day, a woman showing a sliver of her ankle was seen as scandalous, but now young people doing things were the norm. Roger that, Charles grinned, shoving his hands into his pockets. And anyway, if anyone does try to do anything, I will just whack him. He gripped tighter onto his bag that was slung over his shoulder. Edwin ignored that comment and instead made his way over to some shrubbery where the road came to an end. The article Crystal showed us stated our client's body was found over here, so we should search here first. He crouched down and began scanning the environment. It has been a few months, mate, so I'll search down here. Charles walked past where Edwin was searching, instead going a bit down the hill to where some brambles lay root. They searched for a while, digging through the tangles of weed and such. It was apparent no one had given this place any love in a while, which was ironic, considering it was called Lover's Lane. They were beginning to give up hope of finding the camera today as nightfall became more apparent, so they walked over to each other. Maybe we should come back in the morning? Charles suggested, wiping his forehead and then theatrically cracking his back. Perhaps we should. Edwin was cut off by a loud crack of someone stepping on a stick, causing the two boys to swivel around in the direction of the noise. Faint voices could be heard getting closer and closer to where they were standing, echoing through the trees. Why the hell would people be up here at this time of night? Wait, don't answer that. Edwin didn't want to know. Shit! Charles' harsh whisper cut through the air and met Edwin's ears. He ran his fingers over his shaved head, thinking frantically. We gotta, like, blend in. The punk ghost started before grabbing Edwin's hand and dragging him over to the covert shelter at the edge of the forest. I'm sorry for what I'm about to do, Charles apologized, and without allowing Edwin a single moment to process what he had just said or to protest, he surged forward to kiss the other. Edwin stood there stunned for a moment as the air caught in his chest and his body tensed unwillingly. Why the hell was Charles kissing him? Not that he was complaining or anything. Oh, right, they were undercover, and this was the place teenagers came to kiss. Even though Edwin now realized this kiss had no intention behind it, it didn't stop the familiar fluttering sensation that was forming in the pit of his stomach. God, stop it, Edwin. The warm pressure of the taller boy's large hands wrapping his waist snapped him back to reality, and Edwin figured he actually had to kiss Charles back. The only thing was he didn't really know how. He had kissed someone before, Monty, but he hadn't kissed him back. He had just sort of sat there. But anyway, he at least tried to kiss Charles back. Similarly with his first kiss, this one had taken him off guard, but the difference was this one was pretend. It was pretend, Edwin. He needed to remember that. Edwin had told himself he wouldn't let his feelings get in the way of cases, and Edwin was above breaking the rules. The Edwardian ghost closed his eyes and reciprocated the kiss hesitantly, and tried to ignore the low humming sound in his ears as he tried to locate the voices. Edwin suspected that if he had a beating heart, it would be pounding in his head, but alas, he was dead. Shakily, he raised his hands, trailing them up the smooth leather of Charles' jacket and pressing them against his shoulder blades as if it was the only thing keeping him grounded. God, how he wished he could cup his best friend's face. But the kiss isn't real. Don't forget that, Edwin. Charles moved forward, softly pushing Edwin back until he was being pushed against the hard trunk of a tree. Edwin moved his hands to graze over the rough texture of his hair and rested his arms on Charles' shoulders. The taller boy hummed into the kiss, tilting his head slightly to deepen the kiss. Charles removed his hands from Edwin's waist and instead placed them on the tree, leaning over the shorter ghost as he kissed him. But luckily for him, he didn't mourn the loss for long as he felt the warmth of Charles cupping his cheek with his left hand. Edwin didn't usually like physical touch, more often than not avoiding it. But at this moment, right now, he wasn't sure if he had ever needed it more. In all the excitement of kissing his best friend and crush, but it was unrequited, so Edwin tried to ignore that part, even though it was very difficult right now. He almost forgot that there were teenagers nearby, but was quickly reminded of that fact when a loud shout behind them rang through their ears. Charles? Edwin? A familiar voice rang out. They both pulled back, hurriedly wiping their lips and avoiding eye contact with each other. How could anyone recognize them, unless it was... Edwin turned around. Fuck. Crystal, what are you doing here? Charles asked, stepping away from Edwin to face the teenage girl. We thought you were, like, a rando.
What am I doing here? I told you I was joining you guys on this case. She exclaimed in a breathy tone. Now tell me why the fuck you guys are making out. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy for you guys, but...
It was Edwin's turn to speak up this time. Crystal, we were undercover. This is called Lover's Lane, for a reason. He fake laughed, plastering a small smile on his face while he brushed himself off. Crystal just looked between the two, back and forth. Then she nodded and sighed. If you say so... Charles and Edwin looked at each other, their eyebrows raised. Crystal smiled. Well, then, we have a camera to find. Nice disguises, by the way. It took a while, like an hour, and it was well into the night before they heard the well-awaited, I found it! It was Crystal who found it in the end, much to Edwin's dismay, although he didn't show it. Although they had been out there longer than her. Edwin, mate, she has psychic powers. Unfortunately, or fortunately for them, it seemed like the folklore about the hill being haunted was just that, folklore. But it was better to be safe than sorry. They made their way back to the office in silence. Crystal had made them take an Uber, which Edwin soon found out was just a taxi. They didn't mirror travel, because Charles didn't want to leave Crystal on her own, so Edwin had to be squished in the middle seat, in between Charles and Crystal. Crystal went up to her room, leaving the two ghosts alone. A tense feeling hung in the air.
"So, about the kiss," Charles began, sitting on the desk facing Edwin.
"We really don't need to talk about it, Charles," Edwin cut him off, running a hand through his perfectly groomed hair. "I know what you said in hell. You don't feel the same, and I have come to terms with that. The kiss was pretend. I know that."
The taller boy sighed, shaking his head slightly and standing up to walk over to the Edwardian ghost.
"No, mate."
He grabbed Edwin's hand in his, and Edwin sharply inhaled. What was he doing?
"I meant what I said in hell at the time. I said we had forever to figure it out. Are you following me so far?"
He paused, looking at Edwin with sincere eyes.
"No, Charles, I am not following you,"
he pressed on, looking up concerned to look Charles in the eye. God, he was rejecting him again, wasn't he?
"I meant what I said at the time, but I have thought about it over the past months, and Edwin, I can't say I'm in love with you yet."
Edwin pulled his hand from Charles, turning around to hide the tears welling up in his eyes. He had accepted that it would never happen, but there was always a chance, a small speck of hope that Charles could feel the same. Now it was gone.
"But I know that I do like you. Like you, that is,"
he continued, making Edwin turn around so fast he might have given himself whiplash.
"Charles, you don't need to pity me," Edwin huffed, looking down at his shoes.
"I'm not, mate," he exclaimed, moving closer to Edwin and placing his fingers under his chin, lifting his head up so they met each other's eyes.
Edwin didn't believe him. He couldn't believe him. It was too painful. He was just pulling his leg. It was almost like Charles could sense what was going on in Edwin's brain, because instead of speaking, he surged forwards softly, meeting their lips for the second time that night. And it worked, because Edwin definitely believed Charles now. It was softer this time, more tender. Edwin's mind wasn't plagued by the overshadowing thoughts that the kiss was fake. It was real this time. It was a short kiss, and Charles pulled back after only a few seconds.
"Do you believe me now?"
Edwin nodded. He would have to thank the client later, but for now, he was just focused on Charles.